this is the real intro now.
It's the intro, guys. It's the intro.
Yay!
With Homero. And featuring, or maybe not featuring, Crystal. Hi guys, it's Samara, and today's weather is, what is it? Well, it's cloudy. I was gonna say it just got sunny.
It didn't just get sunny.
Oh, now it did it.
Well, when I was driving there, it got sunny, and it was hitting my eyes.
Canada weather,
you know,
crazy.
Oh my God, the bipolarness. Is real. Is this recording?
Yes.
Oh. Okay. Is bipolarness a word? That's made up word. Okay. Yeah, so it was raining in the morning, and then that ended, and then it got sunny, and now it's back to cloudy and dark. Sad, sad day. Feels like a Monday. I wish it was a Thursday. Then that means there's only a Friday left. Alright, so today's episode is about K-dramas and Chinese dramas. Are they called C-dramas?
I don't know. I've never heard C-dramas.
I've never heard anyone say that. Well, yeah, we're going to talk about that
Korean
today.
Dramas and Chinese dramas.
Yeah. Korean dramas and Chinese dramas. Okay, so let me start off by ranting about how the reason why. So I mostly watch Korean shows. Recently, I've been watching a lot of Chinese, but the only problem with that is the fact that they don't provide translation fast. Like, I know there's volunteers that go in on these websites and like start translating. Thank you so much for doing that. But sometimes I'm just sad that, like, this is the whole reason why I don't want to start on a Chinese show is because it's not fully translated, or, like, when an episode comes out the day of, sometimes these episodes aren't even translated for a week, maybe longer. Whereas a Korean drama, especially if it's, like, a popular celebrity in it, the show is translated at least by like 10 p.m. at night. I'll have something to watch if it's a new episode. If not, then the next day. But that's still a lot faster. The other thing is that Korean shows are much shorter in length compared to Chinese dramas. Like, most Korean dramas are 16 episodes. Very few will be like 20. And the very odd ones are like passing that, but that's very rare. And then there's the Chinese shows go up to like 52. Some are like 39 if you're lucky. 30. I've seen some that are like 25 maybe, but it's always over that. And usually, like, you would think, like, the shows that are Korean that are longer, but they're shorter in length, like they're each 30 minutes or so, whereas like Chinese shows are 50 to an hour. But I did notice one thing about these Chinese shows. Their intro and their outro is like 5 minutes. Like the ones on YouTube, the end, it's because they're showing their theme song again, and they're showing future scenes or something like that. But it'll be like 5 minutes of that and 5 minutes of the intro. So that's another thing. That Crystal is eating cake. So those are the things that, like, I'm kind of like, do I really want to watch a Chinese show, or do I want to watch a Korean show, which I could, like, easily binge watch and finish, like, if I have the whole day, then yeah, I'd finish at least one or two, because that's how bad I am. But a Chinese show I can't do that with. And I've noticed a lot of Chinese shows, they repeat the past, like they remember the past so often, and it's like they don't show like a little glimpse, they show the whole scene again, which is very unnecessary. But I guess that's why they're probably reaching out to, I don't know about, like in India, they like all these type Chinese dramas are very similar, I think, to Indian soap dramas, soap operas. They're very similar, and in like actually Indian dramas go on to like thousands of episodes, because some have been playing for the past like 10 years. So, you know, but the main target is like mothers and in-laws, like mothers. So you need that extra drama.
I mean, that's for any soap dramas.
That is so true. So, but I feel like Korean shows aren't too much oriented towards mothers. Or maybe it's just the genre I'm watching, but
they aren't. There's for like
teens and stuff. Whereas Chinese, it's those moms, the housewives.
No, it's not that kind of like housewives, yeah.
Kind of, right? Like, I think that's the main target, and that's why it needs to be so extra and so dramatic. Like, imagine the mom is in the kitchen cooking something, and she peeks in, watches the scene, goes back into the kitchen. So, like, few episodes later when they repeat the scene and she's like, oh, I didn't see this. Oh, thank you. They showed me the whole thing. That's probably why they do it.
That is my mom right there. Right? I'm not kidding you. That is my mom.
That's my mom too. But yeah. So I think it's kind of like Pakistani shows versus Indian shows. Pakistanis are much shorter and more straightforward compared to Indian, in my opinion. And then, but I have to say, like, I know I've said so many negatives of Chinese shows, but I actually really like the cheesiness. It's like the greatest chick flick to watch. Like, if you are craving a chick flick, go watch a Chinese show. It is perfect. It meets all those needs. It's like, yeah, and that's all I've been doing. And if it's available on YouTube, it's easier. Like, I mean, translation, sometimes they don't have it, but still on YouTube, you just go from one episode to the next. The only bad part is the ads, but other than that, it's just easier than going on these websites, other websites that are not Netflix or Viki. Or whatever other streaming point there is. What else? Huh. Crystal, what's your favorite show?
For out of Korean and K-dramas?
Yeah. Between, or one from K, one from Korean. That would be so hard. Guys, I have a list of every time I finish watching a show, I put it there. And it has Korean, Chinese, Vietnamese, and Japanese shows. I haven't seen that many Japanese, though. I had to organize it though. It's not in categories. It's just around a list. I should really categorize it too. Like at least the language. I should organize the language. But I totally need to do. By the way, all of this that was being said was my point of view as someone who is not familiar with the language or, I guess, culture, which is actually similar to. Oh, that's another thing I like about Chinese dramas is that. A lot of their shows are very family oriented, and it's very similar to a South Asian cultural, like a South Asian family, especially about these arranged marriages. Those shows kill me, because yo, I'm on the same boat.
Yeah, actually, I was talking to my mom like about, do these things actually happen? And like, all those whatever. She's like, no, it doesn't. Not anymore.
I have never met anyone like a lot. I have friends that are Chinese, and but none of them have ever said. Actually, I have one friend who's very conservative, but her rule was, like, her parents said you can find someone after university, but during university and stuff that don't date. Oh. So I don't know.
Well,
that was probably it.
Like, you better date in university.
Yeah, and that
didn't happen.
Same.
It's like you can find someone there. It's like probably the best place to find someone. I'm just like, yeah.
For me,
because they met each other in university.
That's cute. That's still cute. I kind of always wanted those like high school classroom love stories that like blossom into something, but you know that never happened. But yeah, my mom said the same thing. They actually like they were like, don't be friends with boys, don't talk to boys, or like no dating. But then now they're like, how do you not know anyone? Question mark. I wonder why. I'm such a great daughter. I listened. I mean, I didn't listen to part of not talking or being friends with them, but I didn't date anyone.
Okay, this is like
way off topic. What's new? But what part of it? Yeah, so what was your favorite show? What's your favorite Chinese show?
This is hard. I need to see my list. Did I mark? Sometimes I put an exclamation mark on beside what I loved.
It's probably my favorite Chinese show. Is that like most random, like that show that I recommended to you, The Boss Girl or something?
Oh, I have it here somewhere. Damn. Boss Girl.
Or Boss Something. I think it's Boss Something.
Are you sure that wasn't?
It was some random YouTube.
I'm pretty sure I've seen it. Did I not put it in my list? No, I remember having Boss. Can you control find something on a list on your phone? On your notes? I don't even know how you do that.
No, I can't. I didn't watch it on this.
Okay, so for me, for Chinese, I'm like confused between this new show called A Little Thing Called First Love and put your head on your shoulders. Yeah, I don't yeah. Put your head on your shoulders. But guys, if you watch it, don't judge me. When I said you want that need of like the cringe, that is one of the perfect shows. Both of these shows are about like high school love that blossoms later into university and after university.
That's cute.
I know, it's so cute.
Yeah, but you won't have that.
I won't have that. I'm too old now.
Oh, that's so sad. That's the relationship you want to have, isn't it?
I need to go back to school.
Yeah.
I need to go back, get my MBA. I'll probably meet some guy there.
This technically is that kind of thing, too. The big boss I just found.
Okay, the show she's talking about is The Big Boss, and you can find this on YouTube?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, okay. Well,
there's two seasons, which is so rare for a Chinese show, right?
No.
Like, it's impossible for it to have
two
seasons.
I've seen, there's a show called Master Devil Do Not Kiss Me, two seasons of that. Then there's two seasons of Dragon Day, You're a Dead Man, which I only saw the first season, according to my thing.
Yeah, out of like normal Chinese shows, there's usually only one season.
Mm.
Because
and that season is so long.
Work usually is like every like Monday to Friday, they'll have an episode for you to watch.
That's another great thing.
That's why it's like 40 episodes or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, it's a month full of episodes. That's why.
That is also one thing I do like, because Korean shows, if you don't wait for it to finish, then start, then you wait a week every week for that, and that sucks. But you know, for me as someone who doesn't understand anything, that even if it's coming out every single day, if that show is not hit and popular, it's gonna take forever to be translated, and therefore it doesn't make a difference for me.
But then you get to binge watch them all in the end, technically, right?
Yeah, but I would still have to wait like 5 days plus. And then wait again when I binge it, and then I have to wait again. So it would be the same for me as watching Korean, I think. In a way. But two Korean shows would be about, actually, depending if it's a 30-minute Chinese episode or an hour, depending on that. If it's 30 minutes, then it's really the same. This is why I like finding stuff on Netflix, because it's already translated.
I mean, but then they have to translate it first before they put it up. That's why.
That's fine. I'm not aware of its existence beforehand, so it wouldn't matter. But they put your head on my shoulders after I watched it. I was very happy, but I was still... like, damn, why didn't they post it when it was coming, when it was airing?
Mm-hmm. Man, I love this show. Like, The Big Boss, I'm going back to that. But it's only 7.8 rating.
Guys, do not follow ratings that you see on these things, because you don't know what you like. And that's someone else's opinion. Mm-hmm. So...
yeah, I'm just sad that not a lot of people like this show. It's mostly because it's not as cheesy. No, it's still, like, really cheesy, but, like, it's not about the romance thing all the time.
Is this? I actually don't know if I've seen it now. I thought I did, but if I haven't, is it similar to, like, those secretary type of shows?
No.
Oh, wait, the girl is the boss, right?
Yeah.
And the secretary guy is the one that, like, likes her.
No, this is, they're in school.
What am I thinking of then?
I don't know what you're thinking of.
There was one show where, like, the guy is the secretary for the girl and then is sucking up to the girl, and then they eventually blossom into a relationship. I'm saying blossom a lot today. Blossom. For Korean, do you have a favorite?
Strong Girl.
Yes, yes. Okay, ultimate favorite is Strong Girl Bong Soon. And those of you who don't know, it is available on Netflix or any other place. You'd get translations right away for it too, because it's that good. I just said ignore ratings, but yo, it's 9.7, I think, on Viki. But it has, like, everything all in one. Like, it's got action, it's got romance, it's got friendship, it's got this mystery. I don't want to... Okay, yeah, but it has, like, every single thing. And together, it's just a great... And the acting is great. The girl is hella cute. She's so cute. So is the guy. Both guys are cute guys. It's so hard. It's so sad.
Oh, I want to watch it again now.
I know. That's the first thing. Like, if I ever meet someone and I'm like, okay, you got to watch this K-drama show. If you want to bring someone into K-world, I don't know if it is the show you should recommend first. Because the first episode, guys, be aware. The first episode is different from all the rest. The first episode is a history of so this girl has a superpower, and they basically kind of recap that and then show you how she's living in present day. but there's a comedic action scene. And it's terrible. But that's the comedic part. The element to it is the terrible editing and action. Like, it's just like, it, what type of action is it? Like, back then, like 70s, 80s? I don't even know. It's just really like terribly edited and fought action scene, but it's the comedic element of it. A lot of people that have recommended it.
So dramatic and hilarious.
Yeah, it makes it dramatic and hilarious. So if for me, it was not that bad because I'm used to it from Bollywood. So if you're already okay with that, or if you can pass the first episode, things will just get better. And I love the word Min Min. If you watch. It's a very cute, adorable extra scene. But it just, Min Min is like, it just means kitten. If you watch the show, please let me know if you know what I'm talking about. I like, well, she's not here with us anymore. Wait, it sounds like I'm... there was this lady at my workplace who was moved elsewhere, and I told her to watch the show and she loved it, and she came back and she called me Min Min, and that made my day. Like, she calls me her Min Min. It's so cute. I'm gonna totally save that as my name under other people's phone. Totally should do that.
Yeah, you're not doing that for my phone.
But I'm not a Min Min, eh? It's just a cute, adorable... I'm very tiny, petite. That's probably why she calls me Min Min.
Yeah, makes sense.
Ooh, but I would also recommend this one show, which was The Secret Life of My Secretary. I actually enjoyed it. It was not...
I recommended that one to you.
Yeah, it was really good. Mm-hmm. I like it. Kill Me, Heal Me. A little funny. Funny, funny, funny. No, I would not watch that. I wouldn't recommend that. Man. Oh, definitely, definitely watch anything that has Ji Sang-wook. Yeah, he's good. He cute.
Give examples, please.
Oh, okay. So, for example, Melting Me Softly, Healer? Was it his? It was he. He was in Healer. He was also in K2. Which is actually just spelled with a K and a 2. What else was he in that I've seen? Oh, The Suspicious Partner, which if you're into law and, like, a law, watch that. Yeah. Yeah, I would say that. Those are the four shows I think I've seen of his. But Melting Me Softly, he's adorable. Crystal is totally judging me right now.
I'm looking up different TV shows for you. There you go. All Leagues.
Oh, wow. So I have actually not watched all of those. But I think he's like guest appearance or side.
Most likely side.
Right? And guys, he's already completed his military service, so therefore he's gonna be in the entertainment world for a while, and there's no breaks if you just come across him and like him.
Please explain what a military service thing is.
Oh, okay, because recently I've been very upset since BTS has to go do that too, especially Jin. So in Korea they have this rule. Is it a government
issued thing
where they have to go in Before the age of 30, I think some websites say 35, some say 28. So basically before 30.
I think they made it earlier now.
Okay, so it used to be 35. Correct me if I'm wrong, but now it's 30 and Jin is 28. So basically a guy who is 18 to 30 has to go and complete 2 years of service for the army. But it doesn't necessarily need to be like part of the army. It could be like a government role, I think, right? Could be wrong. Is it? Okay. But yeah, so, and it's mandatory on all of them unless you have some sort of health issue or you can't do so. So, but there's so many petitions out there trying to make BTS not be part of it because they've brought so much revenue into the country and made Korea more internationally engaged, I think. You would say, would that be the right way to put this? I don't want to say give BTS the full credit, but there's other popular bands that made it too.
No, honestly,
I do love you, BTS.
You should serve the country at some point.
I agree on that, but I just want them to all go together and all come back. I don't want one at a time. Like, I can't do that. Like, every time, my heart's gonna hurt. Like, can they all just leave right now and come back 2 years? But can you do one concert in Canada before you do that? Because I didn't get to go to your concert. But yeah, go all together and come back together, please. And come back healthy. Oh my god, please. I don't want that to be like mentally. I don't know. Technically, their training must have been like a military thing.
No.
Okay, just scratch this part. delete.
Have you ever seen like those like shows that like take you into the camp?
I saw. So the guy from A Little Thing from About First Love or From First Love, whatever it is, the Chinese show. So that guy, the main lead, I saw his scenes on YouTube of him. So he was in, what do they call it? The agency for K-pop. And he was going through the training center. And they have so many fan videos of just him being trained. So I saw that, like, you get criticized so much. Like, there was days where he's just, like, crying or he's isolated himself and is in the corner and trying to become something because he doesn't have enough talent compared to the others or something like that. But, yeah, he grew in that whole process and he made it to the top. I don't know, top 10 at least. I don't know the clear details, but, yeah, I saw his struggle. I felt so bad. So.
Okay. I meant like the military training.
No. No, I didn't see that.
Oh, because that is brutal.
Like, I've seen like little military ones in Chinese dramas, but Chinese dramas.
Yeah, Chinese like is, I feel like.
It was part of their university. Like, you had to take this military type of course. I don't know. It had to do. It was actually in that same show. Yeah. And there's other show too.
Which show?
A Little Thing called Yeah, and there's another show. There's another Chinese show, All I Want. Oh yeah, most of guys, a lot of Chinese shows have the word love. Or kiss. Love or kiss. Yeah, for the romance. That's why I'm like, I think it's A Little Thing or something. Like, there's so many love shows.
A Little Thing Called First Love? Is that one?
Yeah, this is so cute. So a little thing called first love. Often in Chinese dramas, they use the word love and kiss a lot in their titles if it's about romance. But it's always like love, kiss, or something. Youth. I think that is the show's name, Youth.
But that's like a Chinese and Korean.
They all do that. Mm-hmm. And then you'll have those shows. Yeah, I was about to say that. A lot of the shows, they pick up like a manga or like something, and then they'll have the Japanese version, the Chinese version, and the Korean version. And I've seen, there's one show I've seen all three versions. Mischievous Kiss, Missing Kiss, and then what is the other name? They're all the same.
Playful Kiss. Those are the three, the same show, but three different countries. I'm Not a Robot is a good show. That's Korean, guys.
I kind of fell off of that at the end.
Yeah, I can see that happening. There's a Chinese show called The World Owes Me My First Love. That's nice. The one that your mom was watching and I was watching. That's that one. Remember we were talking and you were like, I think my mom watches that.
Oh no, that was another one. But my mom watches all of them.
Yeah, I think
and then my dad's like, why are we watching?
Me and your mom would totally get along on these shows.
She watches them in the background while she's cooking.
Yeah, but that's because she knows what they're saying. I have to look. I would totally multitask if I could, but I can't.
Oh, yeah. Same. I don't have that problem.
See, this, like, I need to learn these. Like, I wish you can hear it. Like, even though it's being spoken in a different language that you don't understand, I wish you can understand it. That's like, that show, the one about death. No, but the dubs just kill it for you. Mm-hmm. What I'm trying to refer to is that English show. What is it called? The thing with heaven and hell. Oh, we don't say that word, but the heaven. The show about heaven. The girl mistakenly is in heaven and she's supposed to not be there.
The Good Place?
The Good Place, yes.
You're not supposed to say hell?
I don't know. In The Good Place, I swear they said that. Did they not say that? I thought they did. So that's why I was like, oh, I guess we're not supposed to say that. So in The Place,
In your language.
Yeah, and it sounds so like with the mouth moving, right? I mean, I know they're actually speaking English, but the concept is that if that guy, like, that guy was speaking French.
Oh, no, you can say hell in The Good Place.
Oh, I don't know why they in the first episode they were kind of like,
there's a list of words you can't say, so it's like all the swear words.
fork,
shirt,
bench, ash, cork,
and
deck.
That's okay. What we're gonna be using for our swear words right now, just saying.
Although we don't even I don't tend to swear, nor does Crystal. The only times I do when I have my car rage, or I don't know, I need to emphasize a situation, or I'm extremely pissed off, but then you'd know. But I try my best to avoid it because it's very unnecessary.
Oh, I just don't do it because it throws people off when Christians tend to swear.
Why? Or is it like a way to say you're not religious or something?
No, it's just...
You're not abiding to...
Yeah, some people will think that, so that's why I just don't do it, because it's just hard to argue with people.
I agree.
Unless, because in a lot of the, like, the argument is basically it harms other people or whatever. It's, like, bad.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Like, but if you're not saying it to harm other people...
Yeah, you're just saying, like, ah, like...
if you use it for emphasis, like, I use it.
Like
in my mind.
a fork.
Yeah.
Like you messed up.
Whatever. Like, why did I do this? Like your forking situation or your shirting situation.
Yeah, definitely.
You know what's so funny?
That's why, like, when your car.
I feel like I hear the shirt part. I'm just like, oh. That's the way that my dad used to pretend when he ever said...
When he said it in front of you guys and yeah, you did it.
He was like, oh, no, I said... He's like, he has a Chinese accent, so he's like, oh, I said sure. So it's like he bad accents it on purpose.
I'm surprised he said fork. For that word, because I thought they would say fudge, because I think a lot of times people said fudge instead of fork.
But fork makes so much more sense.
It does, but I don't understand why we never did. Is it because, like, someone, whoever started it, was saying it to a kid? Probably why fudge sounds way nicer and delicious. So, yeah, I used to when I was... in middle school and stuff, I would not, like, if I accidentally did slip a bad word, I used to, like, I don't want to say this, but this sounds really stupid, but I would slap myself 3 times so I don't say it every time. And I've done it, like, in a group setting. Like, they're, like, people just think you're crazy. Like, what the heck? Why are you slapping yourself? Yeah. And then, so I used to then, like, not my face, but I'd slap my leg. Or something like that, like, kind of just to stop this from happening. But I do want to say, I say the shirt word a lot. But I don't really consider it
as a swear
word.
I don't really either. But then
because it's another word for poop.
Yeah.
But I guess you can argue on other words about that too.
That's why I say, like, fork, the, you know, other one. Like, it used to not mean what we mean now. It's just used for an emphasis of something else.
Yeah.
But that's how
we just gotta fork it.
No, it's just, like, that's how we turn, like, human language into something, like, completely different from what its original meaning is.
That is true. Like, if you check on, compare a dictionary from, like, even 10 years ago to the current dictionary, the meanings of certain words have changed.
Like, shipping.
Yeah, when you ship people together, are you you're not shipping them literally together.
Yeah, exactly.
To another country or something. You're just you're arranging their meeting. Are arranging their relationship, arrange marriage right there, man. You're hoping to arrange that couple into a relationship.
Man. Yeah, but everyone that's ever shipped me that has never worked out.
Guys, we are currently looking. Available candidates, please come. I'm gonna laugh if someone actually does.
Please do not DM us.
Please be born before the year of 1996.
Oh, just reference that is the year that we're both born.
Yeah. But currently we're looking for Crystal.
No, we are not.
God. We need a nice Christian dude.
I swear this has, like, been this whole day.
Someone else tried?
Someone in our work.
What's someone new?
Okay. Cutting that out. I can't.
All right. Thank you for joining, and I hope you had a blast listening to all the random talks about Korean and Chinese shows, as well as relationships in general. Till next time, take care.